From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll speak with a reporter from the Associated Press, which has an investigation out today that finds antiquated rules are allowing some companies, farms, and cities in California to use unlimited amounts of water despite the drought there.
But first to Nigeria, where the president and the military appear split over how to rescue those nearly 300 schoolgirls kidnapped last month. Today, Nigeria's highest-ranking military officer, Air Chief Marshal Alex Badea, made this announcement.
The good news for the girls is that we know where they are, but we cannot tell you. Okay, we cannot come and tell you military secrets here. Just leave us alone. We are working.
The Pentagon says it can't confirm that the Nigerian military found the girls, but that this raises questions about why they would broadcast it. NPR's East Africa correspondent Greg Warner has been in Nigeria. He just returned to his post in Nairobi. And Greg, we're also hearing that the president nixed a deal to exchange the girls for prisoners. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I think that this split that we've been hearing about came very obviously to the fore today, because we have the military directly saying that there is no military solution, that we cannot kill our girls in the name of getting them back, and that there were no plans to rescue them militarily. And we should say that that is exactly what the relatives of the girls have been saying all along. Many of them have felt that these recent shows of bravado by the Nigerian military, that the president last week said he was sending 20,000 soldiers to rescue the girls, have been petrifying the parents, who felt that their daughters, if they are alive, would be casualties of this operation and used as human shields. So the parents have been pushing for negotiation. Apparently, the military top chief has now said that there is no military solution. But the Nigerian president, Goodluck Jonathan, has repeatedly said that there will be no negotiating with terrorists. And he stuck to that line.
Well, there's another question that's raised by the military saying they know where they are. Presumably, there have been these ongoing negotiations. The military now announces they know where the girls are. Doesn't that send a clear signal to Boko Haram? Move the girls, because we know where they are.
Well, I think some of the military advisors I've talked to are saying if they move them, that would actually be good for these surveillance activities that are going on. So we have to understand that what's flying in the air over the forest are these drones provided by the United States, also Britain. But the U.S. drone is called the Global Hawk. It can take high-resolution pictures from as high as 60,000 feet. Infrared sensors on board can pick up body heat on the ground, even under tree cover. So I think that the feeling is if that Boko Haram is now going to move the girls out of fear, they could take advantage of that situation.
Well, so give us some status reports. Are you saying there are no negotiations going on now that the president has said there will be no trade, or are negotiations still going on?
You know, I can't say anything for certain, because all of these negotiations, in fact, everything that's been reported has been reported anonymously. I've talked to politicians, Muslim leaders in the government, who say that they're deeply pushing for some kind of negotiation, some kind of talks to happen with Boko Haram. I think it's worth, though, looking back at what Boko Haram has offered already. Boko Haram has said 2 weeks ago, this was a video where the Boko Haram leader, Abubakar Shekau, put on YouTube. And in it, he showed 130 of the girls on tape. And he said that he would trade the girls for prisoners. Now, who are these prisoners? The Nigerian government, in its military campaign against Boko Haram in the last 5 years, has conducted mass arrests of young Muslims who they meet in towns which they think are sympathetic to Boko Haram. It's not at all clear that the people, the men picked up in these operations, are all militants. The feeling is, okay, that the negotiation might not just be terrorist for schoolgirl. It might be young Muslim man picked up in an operation, traded for these schoolgirls.
Well, meanwhile, we saw the video of the girls 2 weeks ago. Do we have any sense of how they're faring?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In the video, we saw about 130 girls praying, and they were dressed in hijabs. Now, we should remember that the girls picked up were both Christian and Muslim. The leader at that time said that he had converted the girls to Islam. So in the West, you read a lot at that time that these girls looked very scared, clearly distressed. All that was true. But when I talked to relatives of the victims, in fact, I talked to one uncle, he said, you know, he saw that video and he was so relieved, because at least the girls were well fed. And we should say that what we're talking about is this undeveloped jungle of the Sambisa Forest, where Boko Haram militants will come out of the forest and steal food and take it back to their camp. So the feeling that at least they're sharing the food with at least 130 of the girls gave these parents some cause for optimism. The girls that were not pictured on the video, however, which is over half of them, those parents are deeply distressed.
That's NPR's East Africa correspondent Greg Warner. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.